you for joining us for today's Spotlight program. I'm Liz Wade.
And I'm Joshua Leo. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Do you ever eat chocolate? This sweet, rich-tasting treat is very popular everywhere in the world. But experts now believe that chocolate is not just a sweet. It may help save the world.
How is this possible? First, it is important to understand where chocolate comes from.
Cacao trees grow deep in the forests of many southern countries. Throughout the year, round fruit grows on the cacao trees. The fruit can grow up to 35.5 centimeters long, and it can be many different colors: yellow, green, red, or purple.
Traditional farmers own most cacao tree farms. The trees have been a part of some families for many years. Growing cacao trees and harvesting the fruit is often a long-time family tradition. When the fruit is ready, the farmers come and take the fruit from the tree, just as their ancestors did over 1,000 years ago.
The farmers open the fruit. They remove the soft pulp and seeds from the fruit and let it dry in the sun. It must dry for several days. When everything is dry, they remove the cacao seeds. The cacao seeds continue to dry. Then, the seeds go to a factory. There, workers wash them and then roast them, cook them over a fire. Finally, people use these roasted seeds from the cacao tree to make chocolate.
Now, back to our question. How can chocolate help save the planet? Well, it is not the chocolate that will help save the planet, but the cacao tree.
As many people know, our world is very sick. People are poisoning the air with carbon dioxide. When people burn fossil fuels, they create carbon dioxide. Fossil fuels include gas and oil. People use these fuels for many activities, and they are necessary to many communities. But high levels of carbon dioxide are causing climate change, including rising temperatures around the world.
So, what does this have to do with the cacao tree? Cacao trees usually grow in rainforests, and rainforests can help protect the planet from climate change. This is because the trees in a rainforest store carbon dioxide. They take it out of the air, and they do not release it until they die.
But there is a lot less rainforest than there once was. For example, there used to be over 1,300,000 square kilometers of rainforest in eastern Brazil. But people have been cutting down the trees of this rainforest. They use the trees for wood and the land for farms. Big companies also cut down the trees so that they can mine for oil and precious jewels.
Many people in Brazil believe that the only way they can survive is to burn down trees and farm the land. But the soil of these farms goes bad very quickly. It does not have many of the nutrients necessary for growing food. The soil loses these important chemicals, and the food will not grow. So, the farmers must leave the land and find new land. They continue to cut down more and more trees to get new farmland. Only 7% of the rainforest in eastern Brazil remains.
That is why many people are interested in saving the rainforests around the world. But saving the rainforests means helping the farmers first. They need to be able to make money and survive. That is why Dario Anert believes that chocolate is the answer.
Dario is a plant expert. He understands the concerns of the farmers. Many of their crops will not grow under the thick leaves of the rainforest, but he does know that cacao trees will.
Dario's friend, Oau, is a fourth-generation cacao tree grower. Oau, his brother, and his father own some rainforest land where they grow cacao trees. They use a method called cabruca. Cabruca involves cutting down just a few of the tall rainforest trees. They plant cacao trees under the remaining trees. The ground around the trees is covered with a thick layer of wet leaves. These wet leaves feed the soil. They return the nutrients taken by the cacao trees.
Oao's cacao tree farm does not produce as much fruit as other people's farms. People who farm on open land produce more fruit. But as Oao explains, these people face other problems.
You produce more, but you have lots of problems. You have more plant disease and more insects. So we decide to protect the rainforest.
With the cabruca method, Oao is making money from his cacao trees, and he is also protecting the rainforest.
Some farmers do not believe that growing cacao trees in the rainforest is the answer. They want to produce more fruit so they can make money faster. But they do not understand that soon They may no longer have any good land to farm. The soil will continue to be bad as long as they continue to burn down rainforest trees.
Dario hopes that the farmers will soon make a better profit from growing cacao trees in the rainforest. There is a growing demand for environmentally friendly chocolate. This kind of chocolate comes from trees that help protect the rainforest.
And many groups around the world have started giving carbon credit. Carbon credit is a new idea. Carbon credit offers money to people and businesses who work to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the air. The groups measure the amount of carbon saved. Then they give money in relation to the saved carbon.
Today, these groups are trying to find a way to measure how much carbon rainforest cacao tree farms save. The hope is that farmers who plant cacao trees in the rainforest would gain carbon credit. They would receive money for their cacao seeds and for protecting the rainforest. Cutting down the rainforest trees will no longer seem like a good idea.
So, will planting cacao trees in the rainforests of Brazil fix the Earth's climate problem? No, it will not. But in this little part of the world, it may help. It may even help other parts of the world save their rainforests too. Hopefully, farmers around the world will find ways to grow crops and save the rainforests. And just think, more cacao trees also means more chocolate.
The writer of today's program was Rebecca Skipper. The producer was Liz Wade. Computer users can hear more Spotlight programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Can Chocolate Save the World?
You can send comments and questions to Spotlight at radio@english.net. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.